Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterville. And now, today's word.
Third thing God does in us, He helps us from within to do what He wants us to do. He gives us His Holy Spirit, the great enabler. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts and abilities that our natural genes did not give us. Gives us courage. I believe in natural talent. I believe that people must discover their talent. But I also believe that there are certain things your father and mother may not give you. May not give you. People have called me a speaker, that I'm a great speaker, and I think I can agree to that. But just looking at my ancestry, both immediate and remote, I can't really find, I've tried it. I said, so which part of me is this and which part is that? And trying to do all the analysis. And I can't just find a physical connection to who I am now. The conclusion I can come to is that when God is at work in you, He gives you what your parents didn't give you. He gives you what your natural genetic disposition and temperament doesn't give you. It is called the gifts of the Spirit. It's called the enablement of the Spirit. So you may find your parent, your father is this way, your mother is this way, but your life is going opposite all of them. Why? Because it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Don't just look at your life and say, well, this is how my father was, this is how my mother was, this is how, oh, I'm going to end up that way. Well, yeah, if you end that way if you never had Jesus Christ in your heart. But if you had Jesus in your heart and the Holy Spirit is in your heart, then you're not going to end up like your father or like your mother, because God is at work in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Somebody says something on the inside is working on the outside. Something inside you is working on the outside. And He helps you. He gives you what natural talent doesn't give you. And He encourages us to remain faithful. One of the things God does in us is to comfort and encourages us. The certainty of life is that sooner or later you will suffer one setback or the other. You'll be tempted to give up. You'll feel as if the challenges facing you are insurmountable. In those moments, when you look at it naturally, you just feel, throw in the towel, this is the end, I can't move on any longer. But whilst everything says it's impossible, the energeo, something on the inside, is telling you, you will overcome this, you will reign, you will overcome this, it's going to be alright, you will be the winner, the end will be good. Where is that coming from? Not from the circumstance. Not even from all your friends who are giving you all the advice. But something on the inside just tells you, keep moving on and you are going to win and you are going to overcome. Don't ever ignore the engine of God that works on the inside, assuring you of His presence, giving, planting destiny in your heart, helping you from the inside and encouraging you to live the life of God. Because it is that which is working in you which will help you to work out something on the outside. If you ignore what is working on the inside of you, you will never see anything on the outside. I came here to tell somebody that God is at work in you. He is at work in you. He's planted destiny. He's planted purpose in you. Some of you are sitting down here. Nobody may regard you, but you believe you're going to touch the world. You believe you're going to change nations. You believe nations will hear of you. You believe you're going to overcome. You believe that you're going to be the head. Some of you have ideas all in the inside of you that doesn't make sense. And even if you tell me, I may tell you it doesn't make sense. But thank God I'm not God. It is God who is at work in us. Somebody says something is working on my inside. And for those of you who are young people, don't ever ignore what is working on the inside. It's good to have good advisors, good counselors, people to endorse you. These days I see young people are looking for endorsement. They're so desperate for human endorsement. They want somebody to pat them on the back and say, you are okay. You know, nobody ever told me I was okay. Nobody. I don't have a mentor in life. Never had a mentor. Never had anybody who said, Mensa, you can do it. Oh, you can do it. Do it that. Nobody. Because all the people I knew at the time I was beginning thought I was totally disqualified. My personality, everything about me, they said, you just, even my best friend, when I told him what God had told me, he said, you are a fool. And I don't blame him. So if all you're doing in life, my young people, is looking for an adult to encourage you and to push you up, you are in a sorry state in life. Because life is not achieved by endorsement. It is the power of God at work in you, both to will and to do. Somebody say something on the inside is working on the outside. Now by that I don't mean don't take advice. Take advice. Listen to people. Judge what you are hearing well. But all I'm saying is, in the Christian life, we don't depend on externals to tell us what to do. We depend on the internal, the Holy Spirit, to tell us what to do. Sometimes there will be agreement. Somebody will come and confirm what is on the inside of you. But the important thing is to know that God is at work in you. Somebody say, God is at work in me. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. God works all things according to the counsel of his will. God works in us according to his purpose. So if what is working in you is not fitting into God's purpose, then it's not from God. So I'll make two statements. First is that when God has a purpose for me, he will plant a desire in me for it. When God has a purpose for me, he will plant a desire in me for it. His purposes will be known to us at the right time. If God has a purpose for you, he'll plant a desire in you for it. At a certain time in my life, all I talked about was pastoring a church, starting a church, and the kind of church I was going to start. And many of the things that God has enabled me to do were planted in my heart very, very young. And I said it to people who had no clue. I had no clue. They had no clue. But they listen very respectfully. Because sometimes when you share your vision, you yourself don't understand it, and the people you are talking to don't understand it. Because what is working inside you is bigger than you, is bigger than them, is bigger than everybody. So people look at you very, very soberly, and at the back of their head they say, this guy is crazy. This guy is crazy. I hope somebody will tell him he's crazy. But when God has a purpose for you, he'll plant a desire for that purpose in you. Oh, the number of people whom God planted a desire in, who abandoned what God planted in them because nobody believed in them. The number of people who have thrown away their purpose because somebody discouraged them, because they had no money, because nobody believed in them. The number of people who are walking through life, who have tremendous purpose, but started following other people's directions. And look where life has brought them. When God has a purpose for you, he'll plant a desire for it inside you. Now, God's purpose is not always that you will be positionally great. Sometimes God's purpose may be that you serve with somebody. God's purpose may be that you team up with somebody. God's purpose may be that you stay in a small village. Not everybody is called to do something huge. God has a purpose for everybody. It may be to be in a village. It may be to be in a small town. It may be to have a small operation. It may be to have an orphanage. It may not be something that will give you a lot of money. The important thing is that you know without any shadow of doubt that this is what God has planted in my life. If you follow money and make money the indicator, then the purpose of God, which doesn't seem to give money, may not appeal to you. The purpose of God is bigger. He does all things according to the counsel of his own will. And if he so chooses you to go and serve another person, you better serve that person. When God has a purpose for me, he will plant a desire in me for it. Secondly, when God has a purpose for me, he will give me the drive to achieve it. Once we take hold of his purpose, we become obsessed with what he wants us to do. And let me conclude with Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. The Apostle Paul, who's writing to Philippians, we started with in chapter 2. Now in chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ also has laid hold of me. The part I want you to take note of is that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So what Paul is saying, that my heart's desire, what I want to do in life, is to lay hold, possess, take hold of what Christ has taken for me. So Paul says there are some things that Christ has laid hold for me, and I must make sure that I get those things. The image I want you to have in your mind is like Paul says, Christ has gathered something for me. It's almost like Jesus went ahead of you and he has gathered some things for you. And the things are many. It could be educational. It could be ministry. It could be business. But he has gathered. Just imagine he has gathered so many things. A heap of things for you. And Christ is standing there and say, hey, this is what I've gathered for you. This is what I've taken hold for you. And Paul says, when I look at Christ, I see the things he has laid hold of me, and I want to make sure that in my lifetime, I don't miss anything that Christ has taken from me. I don't know whether you know what he has laid hold of you for. What has he gathered for you? What has he prepared for you? What has he made available for you? Has he given you the nations? Has he given you a ministry? Has he given you a direction? Is he wanting to put money in your hands? Does he want you to finance the gospel? Does he want you to be a missionary? What does he want you to be? Does he want you to raise orphans? Does he want you to set up a school? Does he want you to sing to his glory? What has he gathered for you? You have to know what he has gathered for you, and your heart desire should be that I would become everything that Christ wants me to become, and I will take hold of everything that Christ has taken hold of from you. And I can do that because he's at work in me. For God is the one who is energizing you. He is the engine working on the inside of you to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I pray that if there is no engine on the inside of you, or you don't hear the sound of the engine, from today the engine will start on the inside of you. If you have abandoned what is inside you and you are pursuing something else, may God bring you back to where he has called you to be. And may his power that is at work in you begin to activate himself. Let's rise up today. And I just want you to pray that God, he's already at work inside you. I want you to pray and say, Lord, help me to recognize what you are doing inside me. Help me to recognize your power that is at work inside me. What are you doing inside me? Help me, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my understanding. Just talk to the Lord. Help me, Lord. I need to know what you are doing inside me. I need to know what you have planted inside me. I need to know what you are quickening inside me. You are at work in me. Now, for some of you, the things that are inside you are so big. They're so big. You may look at your life and say, oh, it's so big, I can't do it. It's so big. Time is not on my side. I'm too old for this. I'm too young for this. I'm too uneducated for this. But he's at work in us, not just to give us the desire, but the drive to do it. Just pray that God will drive you towards what he has placed inside you. Drive you towards it. Drive you towards it. There are some of you that God has called into ministry. He's been working on you for a long time on the inside. You know his hand is upon you. You know his calling is upon you. You know God has called you, but you're giving all kinds of excuses. It's time for you to say yes to that calling of God. Some have been called into the pulpit. Some have been called to music. Some have been called into business. Some have been called to be evangelists in their communities. God is at work inside you. You know what he's doing. I pray that he gives you the desire. And finally, I want you to pray that anything that is a hindrance between the working of God inside you and its manifestation outside you will be taken out of the way. That God will manifest what he has placed inside you on the outside. Just talk to him. Money should not be a hindrance to the purpose of God. Your temperament should not be a hindrance. Your position in life should not be a hindrance. A mistake you made in the past should not be a hindrance. If God wants it to happen, it must happen. And it must manifest in your life. And now in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the working of God's Holy Spirit inside you will be intensified. Let there be a quickening of the work of God inside you. That the voice and the working of God will be heightened. That your natural senses will identify what God is doing. Your sense of perception, your sense of discovery, your sense of understanding will be in tune with the working of the Holy Spirit. I pray for you that the voice that speaks within you will be louder than the voice that speaks in your head. That the voice of God will be clear to you. I pray that the purpose of God that has been planted inside you will never die. That like light, it will shine in the darkness and the darkness will not overcome it. Every darkness that has surrounded the light of God shining inside you will be dissipated by the light and the energy of the working of the Holy Spirit inside you. And I pray that you would live to see the working out of that which has been working in. That the workings of God in your life will be manifested. That all men shall see you and see your good works. And they shall glorify your Father who is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otedu, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otedu. Email otedu@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.